Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
A lot of people point to like Memorial Day as the unofficial turn into kind of summer. Maybe you think it's as late as July 4th, but when July 4th hits, I feel like summer's ending. I feel this weird feeling. And maybe it's the Greek Festival in Hartford, which is coming up this weekend. It just sort of snuck up on me. It starts tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 10, then 11 to 11 on both Friday and Saturday, and then noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And we love our annual check-in, right? This is it. And is it Sateria Montanari, but you say, is it Souti or yeah. Okay. And then the most Greek name you'll ever hear, Drew Andrews, joining us here on Brian and Company. How you guys doing? You got to get over here, dude. Come on. You're not a rookie.
Hey.
Great. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm great. Hey, the Knicks lost. That's too bad for you.
That's all right.
It's always a great time of year, and I tell the story every year. I lived on Maple Avenue for a year with my then-girlfriend and future wife right across from Goodwin Park, and I just remember we didn't even know about the Greek festival and just was like we heard a bunch of noise on like a Saturday and we just walked over and it was just so much fun.
Lots of noise.
Yeah.
We make noise.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's arguing, but sometimes it's fun and it's music. And I just, you know, there's whether it's volunteerism in towns or, you know, church attendance or whatever, it feels like the cultural connections to where Americans came from, those threads can weaken, right? And over generations. And I think the Greek-American culture is super strong. I'm sure you have your challenges, but this is a year's worth of work, right, that goes into one weekend.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes a lot of work we have.
And are you ready?
We're ready. We're excited about tomorrow. The weather looks good. We're just so excited about the entire weekend. And everyone's Greek at the Greek Festival.
Honorary Greek. There's music, there's dancing, there's obviously the food is what a lot of people go toward. There's the coffee, there's a whole bunch of different vendors. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But from year to year, is there anything new? Or is it just the same thing that's been working for years?
Pretty much it's the same thing, but this year we did add music on Sunday. So by popular demand, people have been asking for it, so we decided to implement it. So we do have music, a live band on Sunday too.
Yeah, so Sunday used to be a slower day, but
you got to crank it up a little bit.
There's a lot more people coming on Sunday too.
And let me go from this perspective, like, first of all, like the best time to go. I mean, I would imagine like tomorrow, right at the open, would be a good time to go. But I mean, what are some people like crowds, some people don't, right? You know, in terms of like if you want to get the full energy, when's the best time to go? And if you just want easy access to the food and the vendors, when's a good time to go?
Well, full energy is probably Friday and Saturday nights. It's crowds, good fun, lot of people, and from 5 to close.
It's just cranking?
Yeah, it's cranking.
Okay, so Friday, Saturday night for the party goers. And what if you just want to get, you know, no lines for the food and so on?
Yeah, there's always lines for the food, but I would say probably Friday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. There's a little bit of a lag on Saturday afternoon because people like to come out Saturday night.
So right.
That would probably be a good time to come.
And the way, how does it work? You don't buy an admission ticket, right? Like, tell us the structure of how so people
you,
attend.
You basically buy whatever you want to eat or drink while you're there, and so they're all different prices, and you just go to a cashier and they'll cash you out.
And so the music and everything else is just for being there.
No admission fee.
Yeah.
So it's free to get in. So you can just come in and enjoy the music.
Suti Montanari and Drew Andrews joining us here at the Greek Festival. Again, it's tomorrow through Sunday at St. George's Greek Orthodox Cathedral, right on Fairfield Avenue, across from Goodwin Park. It's sort of like where Fairfield and Maple sort of converge, right?
Correct.
And you could head toward the Berlin Turnpike going the other way. You could head to First and Last going the other way, right?
Correct.
And I mean, it's been years. I think it was like 2002 or 2003 that I lived there. So this is 20 something years ago that we lived there, but we think of it so fondly. I'm curious about, you know, you guys specifically. Now, how long have you been affiliated with it?
Too long.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. We can't even remember how long we've been running it together. We're a team.
This is our 51st year, but not our 51st year, the 51st year of the festival. So we've been doing it for a while, but not that long.
So since you're insiders, like, give me your favorite things or your favorite food, like favorite thing to do there and the favorite food.
Okay, so definitely dancing, listening to the music is one of my favorite things to do. But also the lukumadis, which are the fried dough, love those. They have syrup all over them. So that's really when I get my fill of my sweets is
nice.
At the festival.
How about you, Drew?
I'm a lamb shank guy. I like lamb. And domadis, which is stuffed grape leaves, are great.
Standard. I'm a souvlaki guy. I love the meals. I always overeat when I do it. That's my biggest issue. And again, it is tomorrow through Sunday. I'll just take you. It's 5 to 10 on tomorrow, then 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. They will have music on Sunday as well. You don't have to pay anything to get in. You just pay as you go for what you want to eat and drink. Now, in terms of alcohol, is there like a spot, like a beer garden-y kind of thing, or are you able to walk wherever you
want?
There's
a spot. Yeah, you're able to walk wherever you want. There's a spot to buy the drinks. We have beer, Greek beer, American beer, Greek wines, and, of course, ouzo.
Ouzo, yeah.
Got to have a little ouzo. but don't drive after.
Yeah, it's a good way to end your night and make sure you don't drive. I'm curious to both of you, I said it at the beginning, we only have like a minute. Greek culture, your kids or your nephews, nieces, grandchildren, I don't know what phase of life you're in. Is the connection still there? Is it getting more challenging to bring the young kids in? Or is it still strong?
It's always challenging to get people involved, but I think this connection is still very strong.
The connection's strong.
And we have a lot of different cultures that kind of convene, and they're all Greek on that day.
Yeah, my son lives in Boston, but he's coming back for the Greek festival to Hartford.
He
to work.
He's putting him to work
at the bar Friday night.
That sounds great. Well, I mean, it's super fun. Anything else you want people to know before we say goodbye?
Just come and enjoy the food, and we also have vendors, so it's a lot of fun. Just a good way to get out.
It is great, and I love the thing where people can sort of go and go a la carte all they want. They don't have to pay some ticket to get something they don't want, right? And I think from a value perspective, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't know, I just feel like to get the music and the vibe and all that stuff, I think just to be able to go, and people will walk. If you say I'm going to go walk around, you're going to buy something, you're going to eat something. Right. It's just the way it
right.
goes. So, and we always appreciate the treats you leave for us and the gift certificates. I mean, the phone's lit up when we gave them away. So we hope the weekend's great. Temperature's not important as the dryness. You want to stay dry. That's all the right, most
correct.
Important thing.
But we also have indoor seating, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so
range you could come
tomorrow,
to.
Starting at 5 p.m., and then basically every day and night until Sunday at 5 p.m. We hope it's a great weekend at the St. George Orthodox Cathedral right there on Fairfield Avenue in Hartford. Thank you, guys.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.